On April 22, 1970, the first Earth Day, I had no idea how badly we were fouling up our environment and no clue about global warming. I'd read Silent Spring and worried a bit about overpopulation, but was pretty ignorant. U.S. Senator Gaylord Nelson of Wisconsin created the first Earth Day because he was disturbed that an issue as important as our environment was getting so little attention. He hired someone to organize an environmental teach-in, modeled on peace and civil rights teach-ins. A Madison Avenue ad man, volunteering, suggested the name Earth Day. Ultimately, about 20 million people participated nationwide. That helped bring us the Clean Air Act and the Clean Water Act. The next year, the celebration was international. By 1990, 200 million people celebrated in 141 countries. On Earth Day 2016, the landmark Paris Agreement was signed by the U.S., the U.K., China, and 120 other countries. Last year, Earth Day's 50th anniversary, more than 100 million people celebrated virtually. The Iroquois, the Navajo, and many other tribes have long recognized and celebrated the interdependence of Mother Earth and all her creatures. That interdependence is the part that European-American society still has a hard time grasping. In the 19th century, trains and factories already had watchful citizens concerned about how humans were affecting nature, but their concern was more aesthetics. Noise and smoke marred the peaceful countryside. By 1906, our leaders were preserving land for posterity. We owe them. But what should we be doing now? Voting and community organizing are more important than individual and household changes, but we should each reduce our carbon footprint. Walk, bicycle, or ride a bus to places we normally drive. Plant local desert plants, eat less meat, use less water, recycle, though it can be a minor inconvenience. Composting is actually fun. Sound the alarm. Share with our community your concern about the climate crisis. It is urgent. As UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says, Mother Earth is clearly urging a call to action. Nature is suffering. End quote. Acidic oceans, higher sea levels, extreme heat, crazy hurricanes, wildfires, and floods are no joke. Call our congressperson, even though Yvette Harold denies the crisis. Meanwhile, we should try to educate ourselves on climate change. We can't all be scientists, but we can have some idea what we and governments should be doing. But let's not become grim. Yeah, we've screwed up big time. The truth is ugly. But life still offers plenty of joy. Besides, frowning sequesters no more carbon than smiling. And frowning folks aren't as persuasive as friendly ones. But it's not 1970. No caring person can afford to ignore our savaging of our environment.